completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of The Benny Randall Show, powered by Bashani Magazine. All right. I am humbled that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to our private community at BennyOnDemand.com, or check us out every week right here on BashaniRadio.com. Make sure you download the free app to your phone for iPhone and Android so you don't miss a episode of all these powerful shows. It's very rarely that I come upon somebody who simply inspires me. I mean, my next guest, I look up to her, okay? She's an extraordinary individual. When I tell you, you'll know what I'm talking about, right? Let me give it to you like this. There are just a few of the words used to describe Alanna Wicker. She is 13 years old and already a college sophomore at pre-med biological sciences student, y'all got to excuse my English. With a big dream, Alanna, the youngest girl of color to work an intern at NASA, she is also using her voice by launching her own platform, including the Brown STEM Girl, the Brown STEM Girl Foundation. Though the Brown STEM Girl, Alanna has received 8 proclamations, declaring April 30th, that's the month, of the Brown STEM Girl STEM, and the city honoring women of color in STEM. This day is also set aside to engage girls of color age 10 to 17 in the STEM activities and will be hosted all across the United States. All right. I can say so much about this young hero. Yeah, and I'm calling her a hero. But I think it'll be said better in her own words. Alanna, thank you for joining me on the Benny Randall Show and Bashani Magazine. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You know I'm blessed and highly favored all day, every day. I mean, it's extraordinary as much as you accomplish. I could have kept reading on and on, but I'd rather just let the people get up close and personal with who you are. You know, I never thought I would have a 13-year-old hero, but Alanna, you are my hero. And I'm just glad that you decided to come on Bashani Radio and Bashani Magazine. So tell me a little bit about you. How did you accomplish so much at a young age?
Well, it really started with homeschool. My mom homeschooled me most of my life, and I was just one of those kids where, like, if I'm bored and I don't have anything else to do, why not work on some more work?
I like that. I like that. She said, if I'm bored, why not just work on some more work? You going with your bad self. Go ahead and continue. I apologize.
It's okay. So I think at the time I was just like, okay, I got work to do. Let me just go out and get it done. And it was funny because my mom was like, okay, we don't have to worry about this until next year, maybe. We have a little more time. And I was just doing my work. And we got the call saying I could graduate from high school. And I was, my mom and my face.
Okay, wait, hold up. Let me back up here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think y'all understand the ramification of what's going on here. You can graduate from high school at what age?
Well, I did it at 12. So
I don't know what I was doing. I know what I was doing at 12. I was eating Fruit Loops and watching cartoons. That's what I was doing. Wow. 12. So explain to me, how did that feel to be graduating from high school at 12?
Well, it really did feel like a big accomplishment, knowing that, well, there's like no 12-year-old who has graduated high school.
Let me ask you something. When you take over the White House, can I come work for you? That's all I want to know. I just want to run around the White House. I don't know. You can just give me a job to do. I just want to know. Just, can I have a position in your cabinet or something?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be like the vice president or.
What? Y'all heard that right here now. Y'all heard, we're going to hold you to that too now. I don't want you, nobody else coming up talking about, no. Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. the Motivator, Vice President with the President Atlanta. You better watch out yourself. So explain to me, what inspires you? What motivates you? And before you answer that question, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to, I think the story of how she came across my radar is very powerful. I have a powerful client who's done a lot in a short few years. Her name is Christy Rutherford. And she was telling me, you know, I came across this young lady and she's brilliant. And I was like, that's all amazing. So she's began to tell me a little bit about it. And then somehow your name came up in a conversation and she said that you were on her vision board. I was like, stop playing with me. She was like, I ain't playing. This little young girl is brilliant. So then she sent me all the stuff on Atlanta and I was like, she is brilliant. And, you know, and that's how we cross paths right now. Before you answer the next question, how did I get on your vision board?
Well, you were like the motivator to me. You showed people how to build something out of nothing, and that was really amazing to me.
Wow, I am so humble. See, ladies and gentlemen, you never know who's watching. So always be open to inspiring. So since we're talking about vision boards and vision, what made you start a vision board in general? When did you come about knowing how to do a vision board and how to attract things into your life?
Well, because my mom taught me that if I could see it, I can be it.
You go, mama. So I want you to elaborate just a little bit more. Now that you've learned how it operates, right? Because Atlanta just said, she just answered that question and be quiet. And I wish some other people would interview like that, but you know. But you know, so what have you learned about the power of vision, of seeing it inside and creating it on the outside? Because you've had quite a few accomplishments, being one of the only young ladies of color and becoming an intern at NASA. Tell me about that experience.
Well, I mean, I've seen things, I've had experiences that they really talk to me. They said, okay, they're in my mind. I see them. And it's like, that's what I want to do. Right there, that's it. That's what I want to do. So I created the vision board to put all of my ideas that are in my head out where I can see them, and then I can go accomplish them.
What advice can you give young people that are around your age? Because right now you're currently 13 years old and you've gotten further in school than I've ever done. So I can really appreciate it. That's why I say you're my hero. Let me ask you this. What advice can you give other young people about understanding how vision works?
Don't give up on yourself. You have to believe in yourself and just empower yourself to see your vision, chase after them, and then accomplish them.
I love it. Pre-med biological sciences. Why did you pick that to study?
Well, first it started with engineering. That was my first year. That's what I chose. But I took this SSE 100 class, and it really wasn't for me. I wouldn't say I disliked it. It just wasn't my passion. So I kept looking, and I landed on pre-med. I'm like, okay, this sounds like what I want to do. I want to go more on the med side.
So how does a 12-year-old land on pre-med? Are you studying to become a doctor, a scientist, world changer? What's going on here?
I am hoping to be a cardiothoracic surgeon. And then...
You want to say that again? You're hoping that... ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just be very clear with you, and I'm going to be very transparent. While Elena is talking, I have Google open. So when she says words that I do not understand, I simply Google them so I can have a conversation with her, because her vocabulary is extraordinary. If you anybody knows me, you know how I be butchering words. So I'm just being very transparent here. Go ahead. Can you say that again, Elena?
Cardiothoracic surgeon, also a heart surgeon. It's just easy way.
Oh my goodness.
And one more, I want to be a flight surgeon for NASA.
So you want to be a heart surgeon and a flight surgeon?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is your 12-year-old doing right now? I can tell you what my 15-year-old is doing right now. She is watching TikTok. Okay. So I'm just being clear to show you the elevation here. Wow. So, are you fascinated by helping and healing people? Is that what brought you to this industry that you are presently studying?
Yes, very much.
Man, I told you you're my hero. Okay, what y'all say? And Atlanta says, anyway, I can be vice president, so y'all might as well get ready. You know what I mean? Because I'm walking in there with an 8-piece suit on. Y'all know how I do. So tell me a little bit about Brown STEM Girls and that whole, how all of that came to be.
Okay. The Brown STEM Girl was really created to give girls of color and women of color just a home to say, okay, I feel like myself here, and I have community and family who are just like me and are having the same goals as me in STEM. So at first we created it with the scholarships, the mentorship, to provide the girls with their chances, their opportunities to do what they want in STEM. And then we are also doing STEM Abroad. We're taking the girls to Singapore next year to explore a science museum in Singapore. So
I'm assuming STEM is an acronym. And what is an acronym for?
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
All the subjects, ladies and gentlemen, that I didn't do. Okay, I just want you to understand this. I'm just messy with you. I'm really inspired by your story. So the goal is to give young ladies that look like you an opportunity to explore these different fields, correct?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So it tells me that you was around 4 years old. Once again, I don't know what I was doing at four. I just know four is my power number. But I don't know what I was doing at four. You begin traveling to NASA sites to fuel your passion. It seems like your mom was right there. She must be seeing something very special in you.
She did. And I always like to say that my mom's like my greatest supporter, because she's always been there knowing what I want, letting me make my decisions and just supporting me through everything.
Very, very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Benny Randall Show and the Bashani Magazine, where we interview extraordinary world changers, people who are making an impact on the world at hand. And as you can see, this young lady is making an impact at an early age. And just imagine when she gets 20, 21, you know, she'll be president by then. You know, I think that's too young. But when she do become president, she's going to probably change the whole world, you know, in that aspect. So just imagine what she is capable of. And it also gives you an opportunity to say that, you know, kids have no limits. So what inspires you and who inspires you? If I tell you to give me top three people that inspired you along your journey, who would those people be?
One of them would be my mentor, Mr. Clayton Turner. He is the head of NASA Langley. And he really just, like, I don't know how to put this, but
just put it in English, okay? Because I got Google open, but if you use too many big words, you're gonna be able to keep up. Let's go. No, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
But go ahead and describe.
He really opened doors for me, like getting me into the NASA internship with JPL and just being there to support me. And everything, he gave me a chance.
I love it. Say his name again.
Mr. Clayton Turner.
There it is. Thank you, Mr. Clayton Turner. Number two.
It's the lady from Hidden Figures. She's also,
I'm sorry, like, you broke up a little bit. I'm not sure if something's happening with your phone or whatever, but you broke up a little bit. Can you say that again?
It's Katherine Johnson. Katherine Johnson. From Hidden Figures. She inspired me, like, the first time I watched the movie. Like, I never knew, like, there could be a woman who knew that much about math. She was a mathematician for NASA.
Oh, okay. And yes, I seen that movie in Hidden Figures, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Make sure that you're talking clear into the phone, because you're coming in and out. So I want to make sure everybody can hear everything that you're saying. You're not on an earpiece, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. All right. So Katherine Johnson and number three.
Okay. The person. Awesome. My mom.
There you go. There you go. Tell me why your mom inspires you so much.
Well, she's always giving me chances, always just really getting me involved in things, in my passion, and, you know, taking me to those NASA centers, taking me to nights looking at the stars, and she supports me, and I love my mom.
That is so beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. because, you know, we need those people that inspire us so that we can then turn around and inspire other people. If I ask you, if there was two things you can change about the world, what would they be?
Two things I could change. Well, I would change the way people see STEM, especially like in STEM. You don't see a lot of girls of color or women of color actually in STEM. And that's one thing I want to change, and I will change. So
let me ask you that. Do you think, why is that? Is it because they haven't had the exposure to those industries as a whole? Why we don't see a lot of young ladies of color in those industries?
Yes, that is what. When I like research about, you know, girls of color and STEM fields, or even like women of color in STEM fields, you see that it's because of the education that they weren't given while they were in school, or because they weren't really shown these different things and given opportunities in what they wanted to do. So that's the same here.
Very, very powerful. And it's amazing, because I think that what happens a lot of times, you know, even in, you know, coming into my days of becoming successful, what I've learned is very simple exposure to many different things. The experiences of things will teach you a lot more, you know, about things. And it's important that people, young, old, you know, have that opportunity of exposure and, you know, to that, these different industries that are not normally shown on television, that are not normally shown in the movies, that are not normally advertised, you know, openly. So I can really appreciate that. Is that part of what inspired you, because you did not see, so you decided you were going to become one of those people and in return, turn back around and help other people get that exposure?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And number two, what would the number two thing you would change?
Well, for humanity to be less angry at people in the world.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. You said what? I'm sorry.
For more humanity to be less angry at people in the world.
I'm so amazed every time I hear you speak, because you're saying things that people say when they get older, and you're already there. It's simply amazing. So you say, so humanity will stop being so angry. Do you think we're lacking a lot of love in the world we live in?
Yes.
And what if you had one solution, what would that be? Because I like to focus on the solutions. We know a lot about the problems, but what are the solutions? Tell me what would be one of your solutions to make humanity not so angry.
I would love to see more people with compassion.
Very, very. You would love to, very, very powerful. I love that. I love that. When I'm talking to you,
yeah,
I hear something that's more deeper than what the people can see. What has taken you to this point of no limits? Because I feel when I'm talking to you, you don't feel like you have limits. And that's a great place to be in. How can other young people have the same mentality that you seem to be gifted with?
Well, really have that supporter. Like my mom, she really showed me that I could live a life with no boundaries. And she gave me opportunities and everything. I said, okay, Mom, I want to do that. Yeah, let's go do that. Or just being there and telling them, you can do whatever you want to do, whatever you put your mind to.
Mm, very, very, very powerful. And I hope you come up with something too to get rid of COVID too, because evidently other people can't do it. So maybe you can come in and get something to get rid of it, you know, while you're doing your other 8 million things that you're going to be very successful at. And that's what I absolutely love about it. So I think in talking to you, if I was to ask you three things to help young women of color elevate to higher levels, what would be those three things you would tell young women of color?
For one, dream big. Never stop believing in you. And the last one, I have been through a lot of different experiences, and some of them are not always so great, but I have learned that if I just believe in myself and just ignore them and think about what I'm doing, then you can do anything.
I love that. That is very, you are right on point with that. I often tell people, Anna, that is, there is no competition. There is only one you. There's nobody else who's like you. Each individual is like a foot, a fingerprint. And you have the opportunity. And I became successful when I stopped listening to other people's opinions of me. You being younger and already discovering that, peer pressure is very, very real. And as we can see, when you go on the internet, all these different challenges, you know, do this, do that, do that. You know, it's like everybody's just following the crowd. What made you understand that following the crowd is not the way to go, but following your crown and your heart is the way to go? What made you come to that so early in the game? Because most people don't do that at your age. You know, most people at that age are whatever's popular. That's what they want to do. Whatever the other kids are doing, that's what they want to do. Whatever everybody says, that's probably the way to go. What made you have such discernment to follow you authentically than to follow the crowd?
Well, I always say I'm a leader and not a follower. That's my confession.
You going with your bad self.
Yeah, and I was like doing this. You gotta like repeat after me. It's like, I'm anointed, I'm appointed, and I use my gifts for God.
Y'all, girl, you better preach that. Say that one more time. You what? You better say that again.
I'm anointed, I'm appointed, and I use my gifts for God.
Ladies and gentlemen, she said she is anointed, she is appointed, and she uses her gift for God. That's a mic drop. That's a mic drop, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just clap over here. I'm telling you, it's just me and Kevin.
That came from Miss Natasha Garcia.
Natasha Garcia said that. Well, okay, she said it, and you live in it. So how cool is that, right? I love it. I absolutely love it. We're coming down to the end of this wonderful conversation, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just amazed that I'm talking to a 13-year-old who's seemed like she's had more experience intellectually than I probably ever had in my life. You know, I'm telling you, at 13, you know, I was beating on pots and pans in my mom's house, you know, trying to make a beat. You know what I mean? So I can appreciate where she is at now. It took me time before I got here. So it's a blessing that you are here. And it's a blessing that you are inspiring, you know, people around the world, and especially young women of color around the world. I know you got to go. It was so funny because, you know, tell you a little quick story. I called to do this interview, and we had set it for 11 a.m., but we didn't say Central or Eastern. And you know, we're over here in New York, and she's in another location that's an hour behind. And when we called her, she was taking a test. And I'm saying to myself, I just got finished eating some veggie sausage and cake, and she taking a test. What am I doing wrong? So that's how focused she is, ladies and gentlemen. That is absolutely how focused she is. If people want to learn more about you and reach out to you, how can they do that, Miss Elena?
BSGScholars.com.
Say that again.
BSGScholars.com.
Excellent, excellent. And your final words to the world. It's only me, you, and about 3 million people here. So your final words.
Well, I would say just be yourself. And
ladies and gentlemen,
God is not the limit.
There, ladies and gentlemen, why are all the great ones don't say a lot? So she is so simple and right to the point. You have a book out, I meant to ask too. You have a book out, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, where can people purchase that book? And tell me a little bit about the book before we get out of here.
You can purchase it at bsgscholars.com.
Okay, would you like to tell listeners a little bit about the book, or you just want them to guess?
Yeah, I'll tell them about the book. It is 21 Days of Affirmation for Girls.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So do you do affirmations every morning?
Yes, I do.
So give me one of your affirmations that you do when you wake up in the morning.
One of them is, I'm anointed, I'm appointed, and I use my gifts for God. I do that one the most. That one.
I hear that one. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm gonna use that too. Who said that? Natasha who?
Natasha Garcia.
Natasha Garcia. I love that. Thank you, Natasha Garcia. All right. Anybody out there you would like to thank, like your beautiful mom who has allowed you all these opportunities to be the best you that you can ever be?
My mom. I have many mentors, Ms. Cheryl Pullins, Faith Robertson, Mr. Clay Turner, Ms. Cecily. I forgot her name.
Go ahead, no problem. She out here just doing shout-outs, ladies and gentlemen. She's just doing shout-outs. That's what she's doing over here. All right. I appreciate you so much, and thank you for coming on the Benny Randall Show. Where we believe it's your business to know, and Bashani Magazine, because you truly are an inspiration to this world that we live
in. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Benny Randall Show. And it's extraordinary entrepreneurs, old and young, that have an opportunity to change the world. I think this young lady is on her way to being a world changer. Powered by the support of her mom and a lot of powerful people around her, it lets you know that if you give a child a place to grow, and you plant them in a place that they can grow, they will rise. She is intelligent, way beyond her years. She is gifted from birth. Or as she said, she is anointed, appointed, empowered by God. I tell you, it's moments like this, ladies and gentlemen, that I hope that you understand how powerful we are. Okay? And with that, I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. Until next time, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it, all right? We'll see you next time, right here on The Benny Randall Show, Bashani Radio, Bashani Magazine, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Designed Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.